Chill, what it is on Deckers. We want to holler at you, man. Black History Month is upon us. So we want to show some love. Black Future Month, too. We want to change that. Black History and Future Month. What we're going to do for the future for the blacks. You know, we run ads at the beginning of our show. So what we looking for these next 3 weeks throughout the rest of the month is people to submit stuff for us so we can run your ad, man. We want to show some love to the community. So get at us at askondeck@gmail.com.
Yeah, man. Listen up. Twitter is at On Deck TV Podcast. Reach out to us, man. Independent, black owned. We don't give a shit. Send it to us. We'll check it out. You might be around on the next show.
Chill.
Day it is
live full effect on Deck TV Podcast, back at ya.
Who are you, man?
I'm the man.
I'm the man.
No, I'm just I am Spike Lou, man, on Instagram and Twitter if you're looking for me. Yeah,
man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, aka Dove Spray Deodorant Shouty. If you ain't on that Dove Spray Deodorant,
pause.
I
didn't even know they made Dove stuff for men.
For super late to the party. They do. And now they make spray on deodorant and it's the wave.
Go get you some roll on.
No.
And run it.
That's 98.
That's what we here for.
We spraying on deodorant in 2015. I'm telling you.
Real nigga shit moving, dude. Get some roll on. Keep it moving. Long as you ain't stinking in these streets, dude.
That's the wave, though, for real. Nah, what it do, man? Follow your boy Animal_Brown on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep. It's the On Deck TV Podcast, as we mentioned, man. We do this every Wednesday for you. Got the new, latest, and greatest stuff in hip hop. But on Mondays, our homeboys J-Hove, Coach Locke, How Weezy on the boards.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what he does over there.
Damn,
but
Weezy,
if you listen to FSP, you know what I'm talking about. Shout out my nigga How Weezy.
For sure, man. That's Full Sport Press every Monday airing on the On Deck TV Network.
And
yes, sir. What else?
The Ladies Room.
Ooh.
The Ladies Room talked about jealousy and envy and all that good stuff.
I saw
stuff,
that,
man.
Are you green with envy or red with passion? What's the question?
I seen the thing about the threesome and kind of just tuned out after that. I didn't even get the rest of it. The threesome
shit
just was all what stuck in my mind.
If y'all want to hear that, go on DeckTVNetwork.com. They have new episodes every
I thought
Tuesday.
You was all places that had threesomes for the
That'd have been the move, too.
Man.
That's every second and
the
fourth
threesomes
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday?
No, I ain't even got that in me. I ain't got enough in me for a threesome
every
Tuesday.
You can't do a
Tuesday.
Threesome every Tuesday.
Nah, not now. Maybe back in my heyday.
I don't believe you had a heyday. Look, though, man. Y'all see what we do here at the On Deck TV Podcast. First and foremost, we like to appreciate the listeners, man. We've been getting a lot of love lately, man. That's the reason that we do this, man. We just have fun, you know what I'm saying? And we love that you love it.
For
so
sure.
Go to iTunes, like it, comment,
subscribe.
Let them know you love us, subscribe. Go to ondecktvnetwork.com, read a couple blogs I got up, check out the personalities on the show.
Yeah.
And tell us what you want to see from us, man, because we're working this show.
YouTube.com/ondecktv. New content coming soon. Just subscribe so you ain't got to wait on it. It'll automatically tell you when we post something.
What we leading at, man? Listen.
Let's get to this rap shit.
Let's get to this.
Hold on, what'd you get into over the week?
What
you had on the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Good ass game.
Saturday, I got ready for the bowl.
For sure.
Watched the Super Bowl. I fell asleep on the first half. I ain't going to lie.
I wouldn't admit that anywhere else in any venue.
I mean, I was chilling. The fireplace was going, man.
Who
I was in my chill.
On the Super Bowl?
You know what I'm saying? I was good. Fell asleep. I woke up when Katy Perry came out. Wish I had a stage sleep about 5 minutes longer. I would have been good. But I did see the whole second half, though. That was a hell of a game.
Yeah, it was a good-ass game.
Two things.
Fuck the Seahawks.
Not that.
What's the other two things?
Tom Brady, best quarterback ever.
Possibly.
He went to 6 Super Bowls.
That's beast mode.
Now, listen to me.
That's beast
6
mode.
Super Bowls he played for, 13 years? Half of the time you're in the league, you go to the bowl?
Yeah, he a dog.
You a monster.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Secondly.
Okay.
I played football when I was 7 years old. I started playing.
Yeah. and you were some slaw.
I ain't saying I was no beast. I had them shots. It's real recorded. Go anywhere outside of South Nashville, it is. Had them shots.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of bad play calls because I watched football, played it. That was the worst play call I've ever seen in the history of football. That last play right there, for y'all hip-hop heads that don't know what I'm talking about for football, if you want to see the worst thing that you're ever supposed to do in football in that situation, then just go look at the last play of that Super Bowl. That was the worst play ever.
It was.
It Easy. Was.
It's the worst play ever unless he catches it for a touchdown. Then it's just. It's,
which is highly impossible in that situation, but go ahead.
Then it's the best play ever, and niggas is geniuses and shit.
I mean, but I'm going to throw the ball over the middle. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that was some slow.
Come on. Let's get slow to this rap shit.
Okay, now
shit,
back to this rap shit.
Some funny shit went down.
What popped
on Instagram?
Funny shit happens on Instagram, too.
I loved it. I was there for every minute of it. First and foremost, Kevin Hart, Drake, and Meek Mill was going at it, but
that shit was
I thought that was funny. I thought that was the funniest shit of the week. Until you just informed me that 50 went in on A$AP Rocky.
Yes, sir.
So A$AP Rocky apparently shot at 50. This is his current bitch or his ex-bitch or what?
This is his ex-girlfriend. Her name is Tatted Up Holly.
Like, it's his girlfriend for real or 50 was just smashing her?
It's probably reported as his ex, but you know how, because he was going to different like award shows and shit.
She was with the nigga on his arm.
Red carpet
shit
and all that shit.
I mean, okay.
Her name is Tatted Up Holly.
Okay.
She has that name for a reason.
She got them tats.
She got, like, her whole right side is tatted up, does absolutely nothing for
me. I did see that picture.
I don't do nothing for me.
10, what you giving?
She had 8.5 without the tats. Add the tats, she's 7.5.
Oh, man.
I don't like that shit, though.
She was thick, though.
Now, she nice looking. Don't get it twisted, though.
She was real nice looking.
She's very nice looking.
Okay.
And A$AP Rocky thinks so, too.
A$AP Rocky apparently thinks since that's 50X. He got a little swag right now. Don't he got a high single?
Yeah, he got a little single out right now.
Single.
A little pretty flaco joint.
Nigga, you high right now. You got swag.
Right.
He shot a DM.
Let me read you the DM. Can I read
he
the DM?
He shot a DM. Screenshot shorties. Do not shoot DMs in 2015. What are you doing this for?
That nigga said, hey, love, I really like your style and would love to build if you're free.
Oh my God. That was it? That's your shot?
That was his shot.
That's your shot?
That probably works 6 out of 10 times.
Man, that's a Tim Duncan shot. man, if you're going to shoot, you got to have that bust, dude.
That was a decent shot.
Man, you got to give me that Ray Allen, dude. That nigga shot a Tim Duncan shot.
That was a Smush Parker shot.
Man.
So
God. Smush might
nah. No, Smush ain't doing nothing.
That was a Bill Cartwright slip. You might have Bill Cartwright at that, dude.
So like you mentioned, man, in this day and age, screenshot shorty. It got 50 got wind. He got hand on the screenshot.
I wonder how that happened.
He goes straight to IG and posts this epic post.
He's still paying her bills. That's how he got that screenshot.
Clearly.
But go ahead.
So he goes on Instagram and says, and I quote, boy oh boy, Last time I seen this punk, he had a dress on.
Mm.
You can't afford Holly. I gave her habits. Get your weight up first, boy.
Oh, my God.
Bentley or better, can you buy that?
Oh, my God.
Fuck do you think I am? He think I'm Kanye and you Wiz? Fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen, though.
Listen. 3 key phrases.
No, 10 key phrases
in that. No,
let
me tell you the most important 3 key fighting phrases. Boy.
That's number one.
Can you buy that?
That's number two.
Get the fuck out of here.
Now he said get your, oh yeah, fuck out of here. That was petty.
Nigga.
He sunned him.
And then, like, go ahead with your key phrases, though, and I'm going to go more into this,
the
though.
The key phrase was, you can't afford Holly. I gave her habits.
This nigga said, I gave the bitch habits. Yeah, you run around in fashion dresses and shit, my nigga. That shit might cost a little money, my nigga. Can you buy her a Bentley? I carry 4 niggas for 10 years, nigga. You think you can afford this bitch, nigga? I've been carrying these niggas, this G-Unit forever.
Oh,
come
shit
on, dog.
Nah, that nigga said Bentley or better.
Or better? Like, God, bruh, dang. She got to have some good pussy, though.
There was 5 quotables in that one post.
Golly.
That was classic. A$AP Rocky did respond.
Give me the response. Because it ain't too many ways you can respond to that, man. You slick got to bow out, dog.
We got to see how he played it. He on
and
Twitter.
And I thought A$AP Rocky had a game.
Who? What's fucking Iggy Azalea?
I don't know.
What the fuck? So ASAP goes on Twitter and he says, "I see beautiful women and get inspired. Ain't know she was yours. Got respect for you, so quit acting like a jealous sugar daddy. Keep it classy, bro." A jealous sugar daddy was kind of funny though.
That ain't gonna cut it, man. I don't know what he need to do, but that wasn't it.
That was a C minus response.
Man, I can't even
to an
get
A
that.
Plus.
C minus is average. That was a boy. You lucky? Yeah, that was one of them. Man, I give you a 69, bro. Like
pause.
Woo. That was one of them. What a teacher tell you? I give you a 67, man. You got to come by 3-4 hours after class, man. Get them other 3 points. Get up to a 70, man.
Hey, boy.
Like you said, the sugar daddy shit was funny.
That
but,
was. And probably true.
But 50 can respond and say, "Yeah, you want me to buy you too, my nigga? You want me to pay for the shit that'll make her fuck with you? You know what I'm saying? Because I could buy you a Bentley and you can give it to her and she'll give you some pussy.
Catch you
up. Because 50 can respond and, like, you want me to catch you up? You want to sign with me, my nigga?"
50 an asshole, though. He ain't have to say that
God,
shit, man. He had
fuck
to
it.
Air, he had
fuck
to
it. Why not, though? Because he probably, look. Thing with young niggas like ASAP Rocky with and 50 out here, niggas think he's slick washed. Let's not be twisted.
He's
niggas
washed.
I'm talking about it
musically.
And not in that sense though.
Okay.
He just shows he went washed in that sense at all.
He got them jokes though.
Yeah, exactly. So what I'm saying, like a nigga like ASAP Rocky probably she probably wasn't even gonna tell 50 until he said something slick. ASAP said some slick shit like, "Oh, you trying to fuck that old ass nigga, man? Come on, you might as well join this new wave, man. Come on, like, okay. Okay.
Damn, hey, pretty nigga. Flocko. That shit was classic, though. That was very fucking
funny.
He should have
bought a Fiat.
Bentley or better. That nigga like, "Man, I wouldn't have bought her a Fiat. I wouldn't have bought her a Honda Odyssey."
I would have told her, "You buy that bitch whatever you want to. She gonna give me the keys."
Hey, nah, she does. She is nice. She is nice looking though. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. She nice. The tats don't do zero for the kid, but she is borderline. She slick bad though. Mm.
ASAP Rocky took a big L on that. So let's go to the other funny shit. Then.
What's that?
Kevin Hart.
Right.
Was performing after the Super Bowl. I don't know what that was. It looked it. Unentertaining.
Right.
But apparently it was like a cypher, a rap battle with him and like Jimmy Kimmel and some shit.
Nah,
like
they were doing like a lip sync battle. That's with him and Will Ferrell. I heard it was funny though.
That's what.
Well, Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart are some funny motherfuckers. Jimmy
they
Fallon kind of funny
they
too.
They are funny. But that's what.
It is.
So I don't know what Kevin Hart was thinking with this picture. Like if you ain't seen the picture, he's standing in this hallway with this cut off leather shirt on.
You downplaying it.
I'm downplaying the picture.
The sleeveless.
Yeah, the sleeveless.
Leather. Medium.
The pose do
shirt.
It, bro. The pose do it. He look like Keith Sweat. He like he posing for like a Keith Sweat album in the 90s. Some shit like that, right?
Man.
So, Kevin Hart been a little funny nigga, man. You can't let that nigga live with a pose. Like, I really can't. He was trying to get jokes, though.
Right,
was he trolling?
No, look.
Do you think he was trolling?
Nah, look, listen. Kevin Hart is a funny dude.
He a funny nigga.
But he can't dress, bro. If you've ever noticed what Kevin Hart be having on,
I ain't
like,
no
he'll
pay,
have
I ain't
on.
No, pay no attention. I ain't gonna lie.
He'll have on some high pause fashion expensive. Nah, because I'm into that shit. So he'll
You're
have
into
on.
Kevin Hart's dress?
No. I'm into clothes and shit like that.
Damn.
This
Are
nigga,
you?
He'll have on somewhat. I'm on shoes more, but I can peep
just
a
recant
fit.
The statement and tell me about
no,
what
the nigga
Kevin
can't.
Has
fuck
on.
That. The nigga can't dress. He need to holler at me. I'll take care of him. Get them right.
I wouldn't
have them in a small, sleeveless, cut-off
I'm not even touching that.
Leather sweater vest,
I'm
dude.
Not, I ain't going nowhere near that. But look, he was clearly bullshitting right here. Like, those might be some jeans that cost $1,700, $1,800, so I ain't even going to comment on them. But they look like Wranglers. I'm just saying, it might be expensive. Anywho, Drake, who done got into it with Kevin Hart before, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Twitter and reposts a picture. And it goes, I'll read this.
For
Kevin,
sure.
... No, please don't do this tonight. And then he starts the hashtag thing. Hashtag, is that a leather dry fit?
That was cold.
Cold. Hashtag, please tell me there are other options. hashtag this is a Bill Bellamy fit, was hilarious.
They threw Bill Bellamy under the bus.
Hashtag Balmain will not Balmain jeans. Okay, I see. Hashtag Balmain will not hire you. And then he said, hashtag this man is overly lit. Drake should have left that out. Like he was cold until the overly lit.
Yeah, boy. He blew it with that.
He
but
blew it. He lost me right there.
Meek Mill shit was funny too. He said,
Meek shook it on him.
He said, let's start a petition for Kev to take this shirt off. Come on, man. You from Philly. That's what did it.
With the four emojis crying faces though. That's what did it. That's what did it though.
Kevin Hart got his revenge though.
And he now Meek had a couple more, but I ain't got them right there pulled up. Kevin Hart though?
Yeah.
When he went in on Meek?
Yeah, that was funny.
And the picture? First of all, how you get a picture like that? If I'm Meek, I'm hiding somebody in my camp for a nigga like Kevin Hart having a picture like that on me. I got to call moms and everything. Be like, man, how that picture get out, dude?
Because, you know, Meek used to have the dreads.
That don't even... Hold on.
Meek got the dreads.
No, 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 hold on. Let's go to the Kevin Hart picture, though. Did you see the other Kevin Hart picture? You didn't see the other Kevin Hart picture that Meek posted? Oh, my God. You gotta look at
the
this,
fit,
dude.
Probably whack as hell. Like
no, no, no,
I said,
it ain't even a fit. This is before he was Kevin Hart.
Where dude, where did he get that from?
That's like a seventh grade picture, dude. Look at that.
Nah, he was still the same height in the seventh grade. That's probably more recent than that. That's probably you like 02. Right.
But he didn't have any facial hair, like he don't now. But he looks like I don't know, man. He look like he finna go pick somebody up in a white van.
Yeah, he with the shit right.
So let me run you these hashtags and let you know that me won this. First off, he starts is, how can I really explain this? Kevin, really, A-Town? You had three people in your class? You look like you're about to shit on yourself. All these are hashtags now. That sleeveless shirt is still corny as shit. All that money and you're still ugly? Hashtag, I look different? Hashtag, you look the same. Hashtag, you look like your name is Kevin. Hashtag, that's not even a polo shirt. Hashtag, it's chaps. Hashtag, how many buttons does that shirt have? I'm in every Super Bowl commercial break, Kevin, giving you heat. He murdered him, dude.
No, no, go back.
He murdered him. Because you got to see this picture. We got to put this picture on Instagram.
The picture's hilarious. He's got a button-up shirt on it, which it does look like a chap shirt. Chaps are duckhead.
The nigga
looked
like he just graduated from sixth grade. Like, you know how they had a little fake graduations and shit, dude?
He puts a picture up of Meek Mill, though. This is Meek Mill looking ultra dusty.
I got one more you didn't see, dude.
Wait a minute, time
out. You gotta scroll up.
Scroll up, man. You got it on the crotch and shit, dude. What the fuck? Scroll up, dude. Oh, shit. So that's a picture of Kevin Hart? Ah, he killed him right there, then. That was cold, man. So Meek Mill puts up another picture of Kevin Hart. This nigga has like a Speedo on, dude. Like, what is that?
And he was like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in a Speedo. When you wear Speedos, dude? Never?
That's crazy. I don't know where he got that picture from.
Where did he get that?
He bribed somebody. He bribed that nigga family, dude. Damn,
and
that was cold.
He simply says, caption this.
That was cold.
So we gonna put these pictures up on our IG, man. Y'all let us know what y'all think.
Most definitely. Now, look.
So let's get to the money, because Kevin Hart funny.
Kevin Hart put up a picture of Meek Mill looking dusted and disgusted with the dreads holding up a mixtape.
I think people have seen this picture.
I haven't.
This picture was out, though, but he murdered it.
This nigga said, I'm going to have to expose my friend. Nobody knows this, but he's had plastic surgery on his face. This can't be the same guy. His face looked like a chopped and screwed mixtape. Hey, man, nigga said this nigga front teeth like a pair of white Jordan 11s.
The picture should be in the dictionary next to the word dirty nigga. Nigga.
That was cold.
His face, look, he's making a face that clearly shows he has a bad body odor. This is real life. I eat ass face. Man, come on, Kevin Hart, the GOAT, dude. And nigga said, I will bet all of my money that his hair smelled like mildew back then. Man, it's funny because you know a nigga like is, though. You discern. You're like, man, nigga has stink.
Hey, man. We're going to put these on Twitter because it's too many. On Deck TV podcast on Twitter. We're going to post these. Y'all see them by the time you hear this.
Oh, hold on though. We got to give him the Drake though. You trying to hold let on. Your boy slide though. Cause do you got the Drake?
Yeah, I see the Drake. The Drake hella funny.
Okay, let's start with the Drake.
That's I do remember this picture of Drake.
I don't know where was that at.
I don't know. It looked like a magazine.
Jesus Christ, where in the hell do I start? Where is Champagne Poppy in a bathtub with a hookah?
Yeah.
Who said this shot would be great for your career? Is this a Canadian thing? It looks like a sex hotline ad. I bet the bubbles were your idea. This looks like a Lionel Richie album cover. What are you staring at? This is truly your worst behavior. You just went 0 to 100 real quick with this dumbass picture. Holy shit, Drake look like the type of guy that'll drink his own bathwater? You look like a light-skinned Gerald LaVert with a dumbass beard? I demand you lose that beard ASAP. Boom, bitch. War has been declared. Dude, that shit classic.
That nigga said with a dumbass beard,
man,
though.
Dude, that nigga said I bet the bathtub is your idea.
Oh, shit. Y'all done seen that picture before. That might be in a video or something, man. He in the bathtub with the hookah and the bubbles, man. Dude. Looking real silly.
That was real funny shit to start the show. Y'all check all that out. We're going to put them pictures up for y'all.
Man, most definitely. We got to get to the best. We got a power-packed episode, man. Dude.
So, Suge Knight finally is in jail for murder.
Yeah, man.
Finally got officially charged with murder. Now, what I'm reading is this nigga ran over 3 people.
3? I heard two.
I heard it was 3.
Yeah, damn.
And the nigga killed his homeboy.
Yep.
So, I didn't even bother reading the backstory. I ain't going to lie.
Nah, apparently he was at... So Dre was at a shoot for the NWA joint.
Right.
And Suge was supposed to pull up on him and have like a meeting to kind of squash things. Oh, why Suge was pulling up on him to squash things in 2015, I have no idea. So reportedly, one of the bodyguards of Dre was like, nigga, get the fuck around from around here. So he pulls off, then he doubles back, and then the bodyguard allegedly like swings on Suge while Suge in the car. So Suge peels out. Hits dude, and then also hits another dude that was standing out there that happened to be cool with Suge that set up the meeting in the first place. He hits him. Now, keep in mind, Suge in the big dog truck. So he hits dude, then reverses and backs and hits him again, skeeting out. So that killed dude. And, like, they're trying to say it's supposedly on video or something, though, man. Like,
they charged with murder. It'll be like vehicular homicide.
He's going to jail for the rest of his life, though.
Nah.
What? How many times can you keep beating shit?
I mean, but... I ain't seen the video, but if dude was his friend, like it ain't gonna be no more than vehicular homicide, unless they just really trying to hang him or something.
It's Suge Knight, bro.
He'd get a decent lawyer to get vehicular homicide.
Can Suge Knight afford a decent lawyer right now?
He's going to jail. Believe me, somebody some lawyer do it for the name.
Like
look, you saying Suge Knight going to jail for murder? Some lawyer get like a good case and get him off on like. He gonna go to jail about 12 years though.
But if you Suge, how do you sleep at night? No, being Suge Knight, knowing man. The shit that you own, like doesn't he know this day is coming? He has to, bro.
Yeah, like he's like, dude was fucked up. Like even off at Howard Stern interview, you could tell something wrong with him.
He got to be high 24 hours a day.
Nah, he like an alien or some shit, dude. Like he ain't human. Something wrong with dude.
That shit crazy. Well, Bobby Shmurda supposedly getting out next week.
Yeah, his bail got posted.
Okay.
It was a bailman in New York that posted him. Apparently, he does it for a lot of big-name rappers. They put some shit up, I guess, banking on the fact that Bobby Shmurda may have a career after this. Because the record label definitely didn't put it up.
Really?
Yeah, they said they didn't do that.
Weren't they supposed to be paying for his lawyers or something?
They were paying for his lawyers, but they did not put up anything in the bond, which is strange to me. I don't know, man. What you think about Bobby Shmurda getting out, dude? He got a shot.
Nah, man. He can't make me. Bruh, look, dude. The Hot Nigga song was cool. He was the 2014 Trinidad James.
I mean, ain't nothing
bruh.
He can do, though.
No. Like,
he just got out of jail, dude. He can't get no hot features.
Bruh, he's not Snoop, bruh. Like, it's not. This is. He had one hot song, bro, and it wasn't even a real song. Like it had like a, it didn't have no hook, and it just.
He can get a ghostwriter or something, man, and come out with a hit, dude. Bro. It ain't over for Bobby Shmurda.
He might can do like the independent route, and
yeah, that's definitely what he need to do. And I hope he don't owe whatchamacallit them no money for Epic. That bullshit ass deal.
He probably gonna have to pay recoup all. They probably, number one, they're gonna drop him any day now. Let's be very clear about that.
That's a blessing in disguise.
Same way Interscope did Chief Keef. Same way Def Jam did Trinidad James. They're gonna drop dude
that's
any second. because they got on and then just chalk them losses up to Uncle Sam.
What we got next?
Beef of the week. Who the fuck is Richie P?
Man, Richie P.
Well, who the hell is that?
Richie P. I don't know where the nigga was from. I don't think I could find it. Like, he might even be from D.C.
Okay.
But one of his homeboys died. Right. I don't know if it was even it might have been an ASAP dude. But one of his homeboys.
Oh, yeah, ASAP, yeah.
And the nigga said, I would have rather been a bitch ass nigga like Wale or any one of these other fuck rap niggas other than my boy.
Hold on, man. He didn't say fuck rap.
I mean, but he said it could have been another fuck nigga, and he specifically named Wale. As who he wished had died instead of him.
He named Flo Rida Roscoe Dash.
I mean, but they irrelevant though.
And then he said should have been at Wale.
So he added him too.
Yeah, he did. You gotta add him so you know it's real.
So if you Wale, do you even respond to that?
Nah, cause it's Richie P. And that's nigga, my point. And he's in his feelings right now cause his homeboy died.
That's why I don't like Wale, dude. Why you not smarter than that, but you promote yourself as the brilliant rapper? Like, you ain't got to respond to Richie P saying some bullshit like that. And now you open up the door for Fat Trail to get in it. Fat Trail about that life.
Yeah.
Wale is boy.
Yep.
And he told Richie P, bro, next time I pull up, it's a problem.
Right.
Because you shouldn't have said no bullshit like it. And then Richie P go on to say, oh, no, I guess you some nigga taking up for another nigga or whoop-de-woop.
Nah, you can't play. It's too late to play that card.
Yeah,
right there,
you late. Can say what. And, nah. And that's what.
It's too late.
And that's exactly what Fat Trill said. Yeah, now fuck all that.
It's too late.
Fuck all that taking up for whoever, my nigga. You finna have to see me. Because your dumb ass on here making. I wish such and such was dead. Like, man, you don't say no shit like that, man.
Wale.
But my thing is, like, even though Ratchet P say dumb shit like that, he shouldn't even be getting mentioned, but a nigga like Wale always find his way to get in the middle of shit like this, which is why he can't establish a bigger fan base.
I mean, look.
Like, come on, Wale. You know you better than that shit, man.
Wale responds, so I should be dead? You want me to die, correct? You don't know me, but wish death on me. Richie P responds, definitely will swap you out for my mans in a heartbeat. Hashtag cold world. Man. That nigga said, and Wale said, yeah, and I'd swap you out for 100 good men that I lost. You wish death on people. You a different kind of nigga. Enjoy your evening.
But you just did the same thing. Like, you put yourself down on another nigga level who ain't nowhere near you.
Right.
Like, he did the same thing to you and said, oh, yeah, I would have did that. I wish death on you because some niggas I love died too. I'm that dumb. Like, come on, bro.
Cold world, like, man.
Wale a irritating ass nigga, dog.
The new Wale coming out in March, too, and I'm waiting on it.
I'm not.
That shit gonna be super straight.
Yeah, Richie P sing. That Richie P feature on that.
Nah, that's what you waiting on.
Man, I'm waiting on Wale to realize what the fuck he does and how he should be doing it, dude.
Got another little mini beef for the week. I just thought this was interesting.
What's it?
Soldier, yo boy, Soldier Boy.
Nah, first and foremost, you thought anything pertaining to Soldier Boy was interesting. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is true. But this was funny. Soldier Boy and Gilly the Kid have been going back and forth for months now.
Oh, man.
Philadelphia rapper Gilly the Kid. It's Philly,
why?
Right?
What these niggas beefing about?
But remember they was like, if I see you, I'm clapping
why,
you.
Why, though? Why?
I forgot the origins, but.
Two irrelevant ass niggas, man. It's crazy what social media get niggas power to do, but go ahead.
So Soldier Boy tweets, he's in Dubai. I hope I'm saying that right.
Dubai.
And there you go. And he tweeted, I just slapped Gilly the Kid.
Wow.
Gilly the Kid takes the IG and posts like 3 or 4 videos in a row, like, look at my face, nothing's happened. Because he's in Dubai as well. He like, I'm pulling up in the hotel that Soulja Boy just tweeted from. He's nowhere to be found. What's good? Now, here's my question. What's more unbelievable? The fact that Soulja Boy may have slapped Gilly the Kid, or that Gilly the Kid was in Dubai in the first damn place? Just thinking about it way too hard. What is Gilly the Kid doing in Dubai? Who the fuck called the United States of America and said, I want Gilly the Kid to come to Dubai, dude?
And what song did they reference that he was going to sing?
They don't have one. That's my point. How is he? I need answers, dude.
What's Soulja Boy doing over there?
I would imagine him. They probably late as hell. They probably still hopping out the bed and turning their swag on
it. I don't really
Dubai.
Follow Gilly the Kid like this. I don't know if he about that life, though.
I mean, Gilly, he with it.
Like, just from what you done
seen,
he
with
about that life.
He with the shit. But, What is he doing in Dubai? He's not that bad. He's not about that Dubai life.
Man, listen, if he over in Dubai, they spending oil money. So I was talking to an Indian friend of mine.
And you have Indian friends?
Yeah, I got Indian friends. And they teach me about oil and stocks and shit.
That's
and
I'm real.
Trying to get rich out here. But I mean, I was asking him because he lived over there for a while, and I was like, man, why? He doesn't know anything about rap.
Okay.
Hey, I was like, why do all the rappers and shit be going over there, like taking the pictures and shit? I mean, is it like casino shit? They go on vacation or what?
Right.
And he was like, nah, man, like the kings and sultans and shit, the oil barons, whatever the fuck they do over there to get right. all that money and build that shit. He was like, they kids real big on rap. So, like, to them, giving Rick Ross $1 million to come perform at their kid birthday party ain't shit.
Right.
Because they in the oil business. They made $1 million back next hour.
Yeah.
And they just some black entertainer, like similar to Michael Jackson when they was young. All the kids love him. Okay, yeah, bring him on. I give him $1 million. So with that being said, I'm not sure there's an eccentric enough group of people over there in Dubai to listen to Gilly the Kid, though.
That's my point.
I have no idea.
Giving Rick Ross a meal ticket is one thing if you sit on
that's true.
It.
You're right. But
giving Gilly the Kid
I mean,
a meal, period, food is
Gilly,
too much.
Gilly may be a popular underground rapper in Dubai.
Fuck out of here, dude.
Hey, man.
No fucking way on God's green earth.
He might be a popular underground rapper in Dubai.
We have an open invitation for Gilly to come on the show and tell us how you in Dubai.
Mm. I don't care.
I need answers, dude. Fuck that.
Not from Gilly the Kid, dog.
Real quick, shit. Man, before we get into this topic, because this topic is stupid.
Right.
Jay-Z, he made another big dog purchase, man. Bought a Swedish audio streaming company called Aspyro. Yep. Bought it for 56 M's. He finna go to bat with Beats Music and Spotify. Finna go head to head, take on the big dog companies, man. Smart move, bad move. You don't know yet. Jury's still out. What you think about that?
Do you have an opinion on this? Because I got one, a strong one.
Yeah, I do.
And it's gonna be long.
Oh man,
you think it was a good move by Jay?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I like putting your money in different arenas, man. That's what you're supposed to
different
do.
Different arenas, like with streaming.
I mean, yeah. See what it is the company has two streaming services right now.
Right.
Got to look it up.
Right.
One is called WIMP, one is called Tidal.
Okay.
They're both compression-less audio. Uh-huh. That's for all my audio heads out there. The regular person really could give a shit about that.
True.
WIMP is focused more on audio, and they give, like, professional packages to businesses like gyms and retail shops.
Is it a streaming site like Spotify?
Basically. But these WIMP will be catered to more, like, businesses for the music that they play when you in the gym or whatnot. Or in retail stores.
Right.
Then the other one called Tidal is more for personal use, and this comes with HD music videos.
So you go, if you're Jay-Z, you go to, you're part of a group.
Right.
You go to Sweden and you buy this Aspyro for $56 million.
Right. Cut the check.
Right, you cut the check for that. And your thought process behind that, I'm assuming, is that you want to make that as big as Spotify or the Beat streaming app, right?
Right, and cash out.
Cash out.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people like Jay-Z and Puff and Dr. Dre would rather compete with each other when it comes to shit like this as opposed to pooling their money together and using the resources to, like, give us a bigger, like, people say rappers don't do shit in Ferguson and this and that, when that ain't the key point to it. The key point to it is when something like this happened, if you get Jay-Z as opposed to him, if you get Jay-Z to work with Dre in this streaming app, it becomes more powerful for us because we got one to go to as opposed to Spotify. We gonna fuck with it because it's Jay-Z and Dre.
Right.
Now we listen to Spotify because it's the best one or whatever, or we listen to Beats Music because it's owned by Apple.
Right.
I would rather have the option to listen to the one by Jay-Z and Dre doing together. Because it's two people that I seen come up and I fuck with, and it's good for our culture, and it's group economics, and we all look and we see what rappers and people in successful situations do, and I think it'll help people work together more as opposed to always being in competition with each other, and we can get more shit done. That's just me standing on my soapbox reading a lot into that. I just don't like, come on, dog. Like Dre, you taking $3 billion? That's cool.
That's more than cool, but go ahead.
Bro, Apple made $16 billion last year. That was the number one ever in America company that made money.
They shaking it right now.
Cool. I mean, but if I'm Dr. Dre, do I really got to be a part of that? Can I do this with Jay and let's try to build up to that? I just don't. I feel like they could work together better and put an example out there to make motherfuckers want to connect more. But that's just me reading a lot into it.
I can see that, though. I'm not mad at that. Yeah. But remember Suge and what's your boy?
Look at who you talking about.
No, hold on. But this was in their heyday.
I remember Suge. They tried to make that publishing
Suge,
company.
Suge, Irv Gotti. Yeah. What's my man in Houston?
Suge, Jay Irv Prince. Gotti, and Jay Prince.
They tried to do that. And
in my opinion, the problem with that is, look at Suge now. Look at Jay Prince now. Look at Irv Gotti now. Like, I don't
think.
They
got blackballed.
They got blackballed because they didn't have the business acumen that these two niggas got. They weren't getting $3 billion offers. They were hard in their prime. They good businessmen, but they not doing deals with Barney. They ain't up there with the Nets. They ain't in the mayor and the governor's office talking about how we can reform New York and stopping frisk and stuff like this. So niggas be powerful, but they want to take that shit to other places to try to make themselves look bigger. Just work together, dude. Make that Jay-Z and B streaming app, man. You're going to have it on click, clack.
Yeah.
And Apple ain't even going to be able to come for you. You're going to be like, Apple, who? Oh, competition? No, they can't buy us out.
Shit.
They can, but you know what I'm saying? Until we start making iPhones.
Man, listen.
74.5 million iPhones sold, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
But go ahead.
Let's quick music break, man, because I want to get to this topic, man.
Let's do it.
All right, so it's a new joint from the homie Manolo Rose, man. It's bubbling real heavy in New York right now. Real heavy. It's called Run, Ricky, Run.
Manolo Rose.
Yes, sir. Y'all check it out. We're going to talk about it when we get back.
Bringing out the chopper. Run, Ricky, run.
Run, Ricky, run.
Run, Ricky, run.
Run, Ricky, run.
The nigga sitting out the window.
Damn.
The homie about to dump. Doughboy's a motherfucking fool.
He
should have killed the Jerry Curl head nigga when he had the chance to. The moral story is you never let a nigga get away with nothing. She hopping out the whip like Trey when she see the young player stunning on at the red light. And I be pulling out the chopper, got you niggas wide open like a dead quarter headline. Who the fuck will stop us?
Who the fuck will stop us?
They calling up the cops.
Call them.
They calling up the shooters.
I don't give a fuck.
Nigga, that's a handgun.
Stop shooting that little shit.
Baby, calling up the chopper.
Calling up the chopper.
Nigga, that's a handgun.
No way.
We bringing out the chopper.
God.
Run, Raheem, run.
Yo, Bishop, man, give me the piece.
Run, Raheem, run.
Run, Raheem, run.
Don't get that nigga Bishop.
Don't trust him, no
the
trust
motherfucking gun. Raheem is a motherfucking fool.
He a motherfucking
you never
fool.
Give a crazy ass nigga like Bishop no handgun.
Nigga,
the moral of the story is you keep the grass cut so you can see the snakes come.
Ow.
Top floor shit, man, I'm feeling awesome. They hate to see you ballin', but the boys storm. The devil want my soul, but he can't afford him. And the snakes show his head, man, my homie, oh. Who the fuck will stop us?
Who the fuck will stop us?
They calling up the cops.
Call them.
They calling up the shooters.
I don't give a fuck.
Nigga, that's a handgun.
Stop shooting that little shit.
Baby, calling up the chopper.
Calling up the chopper.
Nigga, that's a handgun.
You win.
We bringing out the chopper.
God.
Kane, nigga, run.
Hey, which one of y'all is Kane?
Kane, run, run.
Kane, run, run.
Don't try to say no fucking kids. The homies standing out the trunk.
Somebody tell me what a victim feel like. We're not familiar with the
feeling. Run, Raheem, run. I'm fucking with that.
Man, that was a hell of a concept, and I tell you what.
What was that, Juice, Boys, Menace?
Yep, if I'm Manolo, I go back and check for Manolo Rose just based off the concept of that song. I like it. That was dope as fuck.
I know you done heard that Troy Ave All About the Money.
Yeah.
It's all about the motherfucking money.
Money.
It's all about the motherfucking money.
Money.
It's all about the
You know that's his song. That's Manolo's song.
So Manolo made that song he stole it from?
Long story short, yes.
Nah.
He stole it.
Let me know how that went down because I've been getting this perception of Troy Ave lately that he like is kind of monkey ass nigga.
Okay.
I'm kind of getting that from him, from the stories that I heard and attitudes that he done had on set. So like, how did it go down?
Manolo Rose. So for those who don't know, that song that Troy Ave got with the little piano loop, that's all about the money. So Manolo Rose had that song first. It was called Dope Man. But like, he never put it out. He's like a local dude. Mm-hmm. So somehow,
a local New York dude.
He was a local New York guy.
Imagine that.
All right, just a local joker rapping. So Troy Ave hears the song getting played at a barbecue because, shit, the DJ at the barbecue was Manolo People.
Okay.
So he playing this record for him. That's what you're supposed to do when your people rap.
Yep, true.
So Troy Ave like, oh, hold on, what's this? Mm-hmm. I need to get on that. So let me hit up little buddy. He hit up Manolo like, yo, bro, I need this track right here. Mm. Manolo like, okay, cool. What type of numbers you talking about?
Oh, whoa.
What type of numbers?
That's what's wrong with nigga. I just went on a rant about this.
Troy Ave said, nigga, we ain't got no numbers to talk about. So Manolo wised up real quick. He was like, all right, cool, man. When you want the record, bro? He was like, man, ASAP. He said, okay, cool. What's the email? No response. 30 days, a month go by. Manolo wrote like, fuck it, I'm just going to drop it then. So he went on here, released it, did the little cover art, the whole nine. Nigga, a couple weeks later, nigga, he turned on Hot 97. They playing his song, except he ain't on it. Mm. It's Troy Ave on there talking about it's all about the money.
That's what happened when you... Well, okay.
So Manolo like, what the fuck?
Let's play this out, right?
Okay.
Let's say you Manolo Rose.
All right.
You get that text like he did. You ain't responding immediately. Like, I'm sure he didn't write back ASAP. What kind of number you talking about? He got some bad advice from somebody.
Probably.
But so let's say you Manolo Rose and you okay. got that bad advice and you like, what kind of numbers you talking about? Then he hit you back. I'm sure Troy Ave responded immediately.
Right, well, ain't nothing to talk
like,
about.
Like, what do you mean numbers? Ain't nothing to talk about. At that moment, how you feel? Where you at right there?
You got to be like, okay. You got to do exactly what he did, though, bro. Okay, what? That didn't work.
What?
He retreated back off the number bullshit and was like, okay, cool. Let's do a remix. Let me just make sure my shit's still on there. That's what you do.
Right.
Let me make sure my verse still on there, but you can definitely get a verse on there, my nigga.
Right.
That's how you work that out.
Right, okay.
But he never sent him the joint. All he did was loop the last couple of bars at the end of Manolo's song and use that instrumental, and he hopped on in his damn cell.
So after he asked for it, Manolo never sent it?
No, because he asked him for the email, and Troy Ave never responded.
Oh, okay.
So a month later, Troy Ave hit him up like, what's up with that record still? And dude, like, but the Briar done put it out. He was like, okay, cool. See, 2 weeks later, it's on the radio.
See, that's what's wrong with niggas. A nigga like Manolo, you got to pick up the phone, bro. Like, just pick up the phone and call a nigga and be like, you know what, bro? I was wrong in asking about numbers. How about we meet up at the yo? I already got the time booked. Let's see what we can come up with the song. And that's it, dude.
Troy Ave probably moving, though, bro. He might not be sitting in New York.
That nigga ain't moving hard enough where he got to text me about my song.
True.
Nigga, you want something.
Nigga at barbecues and shit.
You at barbecues listening to local rap music and shit. Nigga, you ain't got that much going on. So, like, nigga, let's meet up. I'll book the studio time or whatever it is, my nigga. Let's get the track plan. Let me see what you got for it. And shit, we can go from there. And I feel like he should have picked up the phone and said that, quit texting niggas and shit.
And he took Manolo whole verse, too, though. And, like, he took his whole verse. You know when you do when somebody jack a song, you just switch out a couple of words. Yeah. Keep the same cadence and all that.
I respect Troy. I don't disrespect Troy for that. I mean, it wasn't nothing. Fuck it.
Right.
You're a new nigga trying to come at me with numbers like you thinking this a numbers game. Like, nah.
But you got to tell him that. Just tell him.
If I'm Troy F, tell him that.
Yeah, just be
it
like,
ain't my place to school that nigga, though.
It is if you want the record.
Not if you come at me wrong.
He don't know that, though.
He know he came at him wrong talking about numbers. Like, bro, don't come in. Number one rule in rap, dog. We know stories of this, nigga.
True.
Like, local niggas. Like, local niggas is doing shit, especially with, even if the nigga ain't on.
Right.
Even if it's another local nigga, and y'all ain't even got to be cool. Y'all can just be, like, on a basis with a nigga in your phone. You know he rep, he know you rep, y'all dap each other up.
For sure.
If you hit a nigga up and be like, come through the yard, he be like, bro, you got $50 for me?
Right.
Man, get the fuck out of here. No, $100, nigga, I ain't got nothing for
$50.
You. $50. Nigga, you supposed to try to be making like I am. Trav ain't Jay-Z.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like nah, dog, I ain't got nothing for you, nigga. And once you come to me like that, I really ain't got nothing for you. And I'm going to shake it on your song. Catch me in the club, bro.
Y'all hit us up, askondeck@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about that Manolo Rose, man. Dude, we got a banger with that Run, Ricky, Run.
He do, though.
It kind of sound like that, what's my man, OG Macko, that Maceo. Bitch You Guessed It, kind of give me that vibe to it, though, because the beat.
I thought it was Maceo.
Nah. OG Macko. It kind of give me that vibe because the beat don't never really just drop. It's kind of strange, but it's hard nonetheless. All right, look, topic time. Mm-hmm. Anybody know me, man? Y'all know I'm a no-limit-ologist out here in these streets.
Stan.
No Limitologist. I take it very seriously. I gave No Limit a lot of my bread back in the day. And P,
you gotta have stock in the company.
I should. P was on the Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne asked him about Mercedes, the old R&B singer that used to be on No Limit. Mm-hmm. And number one, let's play the clip, because I thought P's answer was interesting to when Charlamagne asked him about Mercedes. So when we come back, we're going to dissect this clip.
It was a No Limit product in stores every week, except for Mercedes. We never saw that, and I always wanted to see that because she had a fat ass.
Yeah, see that, bro. Hold up, man. Don't talk about Mercedes.
Oh,
like
my bad.
That.
I ain't know she family.
It's so
though.
Disrespectful.
Nah, she ain't family, but still, though, with all my people, man, you know how I am.
Yeah,
but you we good, man. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? You know how we get out.
But how was you setting it up, though, promotion-wise?
What you mean setting?
Because it was dropping. They were dropping every week. So how was people able to know? Okay, unless you was going to the record.
Nah, let's go back to this, dog. Okay. Let's respect, because I'm not gonna talk about your sister, your mom, or nothing.
Got you.
Like, you know, we need to. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the first thing. Because I know you do your radio thing, and I respect that. But at the same time, Mercedes is she a female?
Oh, my fault. Yeah, you're right. But she did look good on that cover, though.
Yeah, she looked good. That's your opinion. But like I said, man, it's about respect, Charlamagne. You know, me and you go back.
Absolutely.
So it's about, you know, when we talk about women, I don't care. I ain't going to disrespect no hookers or nothing, because I don't do that. I'm a man, and I don't want nobody to disrespect no people that I know. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, all right, so Master P didn't take too kindly to Charlamagne saying that Mercedes look good with that good-ass pussy or whatever the fuck she said. Whatever he said. They blanked out pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah, that's what he said. Sorry about that. Fat-ass pussy.
Yep.
P was hot about that. Slick. Was he hot though?
He wasn't hot, but you did some research and you found out that Mercedes' real name is.
Her real name is like whatever Latoya Miller or something.
But whatever, her last name is Miller.
Yeah.
Y'all know Master P's last name is Miller.
Right.
So obviously she's some kin to him.
Somehow.
He said she wasn't, but I'm gonna give you my theory and why he said that.
Mm.
He didn't wanna make it about Charlamagne saying her specifically, like her pussy was fat.
Right.
Like, that ain't what he got mad about. I think his thing was, and what he was trying to prove, and why he even doubled back on it, is like, nigga, you not finna talk to me like I'm some 30-year-old rapper pill. You not finna talk to me like I'm A$AP Rocky. You not finna talk to me like even dude from Onyx. Like, it's not even finna get to that level where I'm going to get mad at you and you feel like you can say something back where it's going to escalate.
Right.
Because I'm an OG, my nigga. You know that. P went back to that and said, my nigga, you know me.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't even talk to me like, because you wouldn't talk to your uncle that you respect talking about some gay fat ass pussy.
Right.
Especially not on no morning radio show where you got listening. Like, nah, dog, if they got to beep it out, like, nah, dog, you ain't coming to me
right.
like that. And P made that understood, like, dog, I ain't disrespecting you or nothing. I'm just setting the tone of how you need to be treated.
Or trying to clown you or play you or nothing.
I ain't clowning you or nothing. I ain't even fading you. I'm just letting you know what type of respect that I expect.
Yep.
And I respect the hell out of P for that. Because he ain't even take it that though. He wasn't mad or nothing though.
Nah, he was just
like, my nigga, you ain't finna, like, it ain't finna be that at all. Like, I understand how you get down. I respect your career. I see what you doing on the, like, he commended him and everything, but he was like, nah, bro, not with me.
Cause you gotta think though, he said Charlamagne, we go way back, and that's probably
right.
Because Charlamagne used to do radio in South Carolina.
In the
and
South.
And P probably came through. And I guarantee you, in that setting, that nigga would have never said anything crazy off the wall like that. So now that you done got a little bread,
right.
Charlamagne, you on TV, nigga, you still know me. Don't
it
play me like
that. It
take
a Charlamagne Breakfast Club to say that to a nigga like P at this stage.
Right.
A nigga like P is putting out music and people slick want to laugh at it or whatever it is or whatnot. But I think P did a real good job of reiterating, like, man, my nigga, I'm still that. Like, the records speak for themselves, and I ain't even talking about on no street or no gangster shit. I'm talking about on his music shit, my nigga. You finna respect me like you gonna respect Puff, or like you gonna respect
right.
Jay, or like you gonna respect any other nigga, like you talk to Steve Stout, like you talk to them niggas when they come in here. You finna talk to me like that, dude.
Yeah.
And I think he did a good job of getting that across without seeming like the grumpy old man.
And shout out to Charlamagne, because at the very, very end, he came back and said, hey, man, no disrespect with the Mercedes.
And that's one thing that I wanted to commend, like, say something to. I commend Charlamagne for that. He grown a lot,
I think,
as a journalist. I've been listening to him on the Brilliant Idiots lately. He has laid a lot of good points that I done heard him on. And I think him coming back at the end doubling back, telling Pete, like, I didn't mean no disrespect by
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Like, and he wasn't trying to be funny.
He wasn't trying to be funny like the usual Charlamagne. He was telling him, like, now, real talk, bro, I got it. I understand what you're saying, and I was definitely in the wrong for it, and I apologize, like, genuinely.
Right, right,
sincerely, I apologize. I respect the hell out of him for that because I feel like Pete don't get that respect throughout the industry.
Not anymore because he's not... that's because he's not popular right now.
Do you think he got it when he was popular? Did people look at him like a clown?
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah. Nah, I don't think so, bro. I think back when, and it's all about where you are relevance.
Okay.
Look at 50 Cent, bro. If he go on there right now,
right,
bro, like niggas ain't, it's not the same as when he went on there in 05.
But he gonna get that respect, ain't he?
Is he?
From Charlamagne? 50?
Yeah, he probably wouldn't say that.
Like when 50 was just on there, yeah. Like,
I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 50, like, let me, I'm trying to think.
It's all about if you, like somebody like Ja Rule or something. Like, it's fun to make fun of Ja Rule.
Ja, you going
to
do it.
You going to clown.
You going to clown Ja. Right. Like, you can say something like at the Ja, and Ja can even try to sun you. You going to be like, come on, bro.
Like, you ain't had a hit
like
years.
For real, if you want to take it there, we can go on outside.
Right.
Just like he was telling dude with Onyx. Like, dude with Onyx took it there, and it wasn't like, he was like, okay, I fuck with y'all niggas, and I respect what y'all did, but if you got that mad about that, my nigga, we can go outside and we can fight.
Right.
Because you ain't that what you trying to act like you are up here. Like, you the one said it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we getting off subject, but.
Yeah, but.
Let's get to the No Limit shit.
So this what had me thinking, man. I was like, damn, man, nigga said Mercedes. What the hell she been up
man,
to?
Man, what?
So I had to do some little digging.
I want to do. I would have thought she did porn.
I wouldn't have minded if she did porn.
I would have seen it by now, but so I know she didn't.
Clearly. So I looked it up. Mercedes retired from rap or R&B almost immediately after the album dropped and went into law school.
Whoa.
Mercedes is now allegedly a lawyer right now.
That's how you know she can to pee.
That's crazy to me.
I wonder where it.
And her name is Raquel Miller, by the way. Dude, Raquel Miller is allegedly a lawyer right now. Who in the hell would have thought, after looking at that cover, coming soon for 2.5 years, and it was coming soon for that long, that she would be a lawyer.
I wonder, did she have a hard time getting a job?
I don't know. P might have pulled them strings, man. She might be a little lawyer in New Orleans. She probably popular down there, though, from back in the day. They may not give a fuck. I let her represent me.
Man, I'd take all my drug money in there. If I was a drug dealer in New Orleans, man, and yeah, baby, represent that shit out of me.
Hey, but now that had me thinking, though. Mm-hmm. Nigga, where is everybody else at from No Limit? Like, where are we?
A squad.
He had a goddamn, a full 52-man roster football team, dude.
I can't even find them. But look, though.
So we did some research.
Yeah, we did some research. But look, give him the stats off to everybody else that we talking about, because he went on a run here. So,
oh, his run was crazy. Y'all know No Limit run.
Let's explain. Let's really explain this, though, and then we'll get to where the people are.
Go right? for it.
So, 96, we get Ice Cream, man. Everybody know that. That was the...
That put him on the...
That was the Lil Boosie come out. Like, that was the Lil Boosie, Lil Webby gangster music. That's
that put him on the hood map. Would you say that?
The Southern Chitlin Circuit.
Okay. All right.
Silk the Shocker, Hoodlum for Life, all the candy. Yeah. Gangstafied, you start wondering, okay, who is this dude?
Right.
Everybody was fucking with Gangstafied.
Of course.
West Coast Bad Boys, Bounce That Ass.
That was on Down South Hustlers.
What was on West Coast Bad Boys?
Nothing.
Nah, it was something. Oh, no.
Nah, there wasn't shit on that.
I don't believe it. We're going to come back to that.
Okay. Bounce That Ass was Down South Hustlers for sure.
I remember that. You're right about that, but it was something on West Coast Bad Boys that was back.
And players from the South State G's.
True to the game.
Double disc,
group effort.
1997.
Masterpiece, C-Murder, Silk.
Right.
Okay. Then we get that Steady Mob and Premeditated Murder. I'm About It, 1997. Shit hit the fan.
It did. Well, hold on. No Limit Soldiers was on the double disc, so.
But it caught on late.
Okay.
Niggas was fucking with True.
Right.
And the thing was, that No Limit Soldiers double disc came out, but you didn't have nothing else to go get.
Right.
Unless you was late and you went back to get that Ice Cream Man, but you probably was waiting on that True for a minute after that Ice Cream Man, if you was down, like you said, when he came out like that.
Right.
So you go to that True to the Game, and then you get that Various House, and then I'm about it, this shit blow up.
It did.
Shit blows up my body. Motherfuckers fucking with PP, shaking it. Mia X, I'm later. Like,
crazy.
That's when the shit, nigga, that's when the fuel hit the goddamn fire.
Right.
I got a story about this. Nigga, that was when Mystical first got there, right?
It was.
Nashville people that's listening, y'all remember this, nigga. This first came out that weekend. It was a party at the Wave Pool. This was King Alpha, rest in peace. Used to have the dope ass party shaking it.
No way you remember this.
Tough. Nigga, this was the biggest party in the Ville. What year was this? 97. This was the biggest shit almost ever that happened in the Ville. And I say almost because the Wave Pool shut it down. Listen, can you imagine this? 15, 16, 17, 18 year olds out there in bikinis and shit at night listening to Master P and shit at the Wave Pool.
Yeah, it was shaking.
Man, that shit was amped, pumped up. Yep. But it was over 7 o'clock because you can't rent the Wave Pool out that late.
Close itself.
People was hot.
Close
but anyway,
itself.
I say all that to say that Mia X and Lady, like, you don't want to go to war with a soldier. Ooh. You don't want to go to war with a soldier. I think that's what made them end it. It was like, oh, it's going to get routed like this? I don't know. And that Mystical verse, then listen, dog.
You don't wanna.
Come on. So that did it. Then that life insurance.
Serve on. That people caught on late to that serve on, though.
But he had that hit on there, that, because let me tell you what niggas was doing back then. You had that bang.
Of course.
You had the 612s.
Right.
You had the 10s.
15s.
Whatever it was you had back there. And you put it on that number four and then Mr. Servon down right there.
And
it was over.
It was over with.
That's the only song you listened to on there and you bought it off the strength.
Yep.
Of that I'm about it.
Yep.
And then you had Ghetto D and it was a rap.
Nah.
I'll let you tell your Ghetto D story. Okay. Tell me about Ghetto D.
Don't just say you had Ghetto D and that was a rap.
I'm glad you did.
Ghetto D put him on the MTV map with Make 'em Say of course. Now the first single was the joint with Pimp C. I miss my homies.
Did somebody just die and make it bigger?
I don't know.
When that came out, I'm about to
it came out in 97.
I think somebody had like died around that time.
I mean, Big died in early 97, but.
But nah, I think it was something closer. I don't know.
So,
research.
Ghetto D drops late 97. Now, a couple of interesting facts about Ghetto D. It's 18, 19 songs on there. Nigga, did you know he had one solo song on there? He had features on every song except one.
That's crazy.
From the whole No Limit camp.
Think about it. That was a common thing back then for him, though.
But you never noticed it, though.
You didn't. You never noticed.
Nobody in life has ever said, hey, this Ghetto D would be all right if so many other people weren't on it. Nobody's ever said that.
That's true.
But the interesting thing is, 1998 was a big year for P. He dropped 23 albums.
What?
Every other week.
Whoa.
23 albums in 1998.
It's 52 weeks in a year.
Dude. But all them niggas that he dropped that year are damn near all featured on Ghetto Dope, dude.
One of the most brilliant marketing schemes ever.
So you're telling me he knew what he was doing right then?
I think he did.
Damn.
Because you look back at it and how he built everything up, going all the way back to True to the Game.
Right.
He never give you peep. Except for Ice Cream Man, like you said.
Yeah, Ice Cream Man.
I think around True to the Game, he started figuring out, like, the other side of it, not the street side of it. So he figured out what I'm going to do. I don't know who these steady mobbing with, how much money he owed them niggas, but he just threw them out there to get that out the way.
Yeah, because they was from the West Coast.
Yeah,
they
probably, I don't know what they had.
They probably looked out for him when he was out there in Richmond.
So you do what I'm about it. You're a nigga like P, you got money to spare. You're like, man, I ain't never seen no hood movie. Like one camera movie, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Not no Boys in the Hood feature film shit, but some shit I can just straight put out on DVD and niggas fuck with it.
Right. Nigga, VHS, nigga.
Yeah, VHS, exactly.
Right.
So the thing I think he understood from that is if I can make this successful, nigga, straight through word of mouth and it's me, what I'm going to do is sign these niggas, everybody looking for hot acts and everybody looking for the next big star, 97, who was that out? Who was out then? Jay with Hard Knock Life.
Puff and Mace.
Puff
and them.
Mace. All. Everybody was looking for a big, shiny superstar.
Yeah.
P was like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to brand this whole soldier, tank,
Army.
We ride together family type thing. And I'm just going to put out all music from us.
Yeah.
Nigga, this I Kemp. Nigga, you finna fuck with this.
Yep.
And as long as that said executive produced by Master P on the back.
And had the tank on the back.
How many CDs did you buy?
Bruh.
Did you buy every one of them CDs that came out that year?
Nigga, what?
You still got the case.
Dude, from 90, I did the math. If you Wikipedia, you'll see all the albums in the order that they released. From 97 to 2000, bro, I bought 49 albums in a row, bro.
Unprecedented. You'll never buy 49 albums from one label again.
Bro.
Ever in your life.
I bought 49 you in a row,
bought,
bro.
You haven't bought 49 albums from one record label anywhere.
That's crazy.
You might have 8 Rockefeller records.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Think about that.
Nah, Jay got 6. Jay got hella records, so you probably got like 10.
He got like 10. Well, actually, whoa.
Yeah.
You bought them J's, but what else would you buy?
I bought the Memphis Bleaks, though. I'm not proud of that shit. That's your fault. And them Beanie Sigels and them Kanye's.
Okay.
So 15 max. Right. You're nowhere near 49.
Not 49.
Right.
So this nigga put out, like, he made motherfuckers know or think that it was cool that as long as I'm on it, I got something to do with it, it's no limit quality, get it.
Bro, I bought all
and
that
and it's going to be banging.
I bought it all, man.
The nigga went from,
you name it,
Ghetto D,
got it,
to Unpredictable.
Hold on. And I got the Ghetto D with the Dope Fiend on the front. You remember they was having issues with the cover, so they took it off the shelves and they replaced it with just where it say Master P Ghetto D, and they took the Dope Fiend off the front.
But look, though, he went from Ghetto D to Unpredictable. Mystical arguably was one of the biggest artists in the South right there.
Dude, he was the one that...
He was bigger than P.
He snapped... What?
He was bigger than P damn near.
Nah, not right
as
then.
Far as no. Underground. No, I'm talking about underground, like, niggas checking for him.
Oh, okay.
It was...
He was popular.
I won't call it that backpack. Well, the backpack culture for back then.
Okay.
Because you always had niggas coming up to you, oh, Mystical Cold.
Yeah.
He the coldest nigga. Like, you niggas would always come up
they
and say that because you
him.
Rap fast. You know what I'm saying? Like they would do for a nigga like...
Mystical was cold, though. Don't
yeah,
do
Mystical
that.
Was cold.
Okay.
But that came out next. Niggas were surprised because they ain't even know P fucked with Mystical. So what that did was flex that power. Like, I can go get this nigga that everybody fuck with and he ride with me too.
But he had a standout verse on Make Him Say Oh, though.
Exactly.
And then coincidentally, he was the first person
to drop
an
album.
Yes.
So that's why I think that it was the marketing plea. Because then you get Silk, Charge to the Game. And Young Believe My Balls and My Word, too. You got to think, one of the
I'm
best.
I'm about a soundtrack.
One of the best songs on there.
How You Do That was
How
on
do
I'm
that
about a soundtrack.
Exactly. Yeah. Lead single for Young Bleed. Yep. How You Do That, though.
And then, but Silk was on Ghetto D 11 times, so he was
first
naturally up next.
In 98.
That and shit crazy.
Then you get his brother C. Murder, Life or Death.
Mm.
And then he drops another movie, and you get the I Got the Hookup soundtrack. And then, oh, you forgot about the I'm About It movie. You remember the Bang and Slow song? Well, let me give you this Sons of Funk.
Yep. Hold on. We got to start. Wait, talking about. Like, that's going to be the first person we talk real quick for the record. Where are they now?
Okay.
Sons of Funk just dropped a single last year.
That's impossible.
They just dropped a single last year. And it's called Inside of You. It's a remake of Pushing Inside of You.
How that sound?
Some slaw? Wow. The fuck? God. Come on, man. You knew that, though.
But you got. Let me run this list down.
But best believe I bought that Sons of Funk, though.
The new one.
Fuck no. If the tank was on the back, I'd think about it.
You got Sons of Funk. Okay, listen.
Because I'm going to tell you where they at now, man. Who next, dude? What's on
right,
that?
Next, we got Fiend. That's One in Every Family classic.
We know where Fiend at right now. Shout out to Fiend. He did an interview with us, too.
He so loved. He show a lot of love when he sees us.
For sure.
Soldier Slim, R.I.P.
He was murdered in 03, case unsolved. For the record, he was buried in that camouflage suit that he's on the cover, too.
Wow. And he got a lot of respect still today.
As he should.
Waters, yeah. Next, we got me and Master P the Last Don.
Mm.
Then we got Cain and Abel and my Brother's Keeper.
Listen, Cain and Abel, first of all, them niggas was really about their life, mm-hmm. if you didn't know. Mm-hmm. They both did 3 years in jail apiece after they fell out with P.
Trafficking.
For not lying in court. They knew the plug, but they said that they didn't know him, and then they had him on camera. Talking, they knew the plug, but they said that they didn't know. They're like, we don't know that nigga. They got 3 years for that. Now they write books and produce movies, though.
I fucks with them for that.
Over 40 independent films to their credit, bro.
Really?
Yep.
Shut up.
Tough. Cain and Abel.
Wow. That's
Daniel and David Garcia.
That's interesting. Okay.
That album was banging too. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was. Mac Shell Shocks.
Top five?
Arguably one of the best No Limit albums ever.
I say that. He was the best rapper on No Limit ever.
Yeah, easy.
He's doing 30 right now.
For a murder he didn't commit, they say.
Yeah, he's up for appeal, man. So hopefully, you know, shout out Mac. He was a damn, man.
Next, you had the big dog Snoop change the game sign and the game is to be told, not sold.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Is that the Fuck That Mother Nigga single?
No, that was on Sick Murder album.
Okay.
But I fucked with that Game Must Be Sold. A lot of people didn't like it because it wasn't West Coast. I fucked with it, though.
He had one good song on it, I think.
You're a goddamn lie.
Well, one banger that I remember. Okay. That one with Charlie Wilson. Gets No Loving, baby.
That wasn't a banger, though.
That was bang. Best song on the CD.
Well, your Charlie Wilson rendition is terrible.
Yeah, tough. Kind of hoarse right now.
What else?
Big Ed. The
Assassin. Damn, Big Ed. I fucked with that Assassin.
Overrated, but I did like it, man. Mac had one of the best fucking verses in the history of rap on that CD.
Whoa.
You don't remember the Mac verse?
Yeah, of course I remember it, but it wasn't. He ripped it, though.
You downplaying it. You downplaying it a lot.
You're overplaying it.
When the last time you heard it?
Yesterday.
Oh, my God.
True story.
I don't believe it.
I'm not bullshitting. I remember we used to sit in class. Who's either rapping? I just listened to it yesterday.
Who's either rapping, making some money, looking at some ass? Man, come on, dog. That Mac verse was classy.
Big Ed fell out with P.
Yeah, we did his own show thing. On top 10 verses ever. But anyway.
True. Big Ed left No Limit, fell out with P. Ended up dying in 2001.
How he died?
Throat cancer.
Damn, Big Ed.
That's what I said. Damn, Big Ed.
Next, we had Skullduggery, These Wicked Streets.
I bought that, too.
That's amazing that you just bought that because you look like him. The only reason, I promise.
Skullduggery was some slaw.
That was the ongoing joke around the clique back in the day when we was all coming up in the wicked Nashville streets. Only reason Chris bought that album because he looks like him. Ed J. Ho will attest to this.
No way, bro.
On the next FSP, if you listen to both shows, man, J. Ho will let you know the only reason he bought that because Chris looks like Skullduggery.
No, sir. And what is Skullduggery doing now, you ask? He is currently locked up on child pornography charges.
Oh, Skullduggery.
He tripping.
Nigga look like you do, dude.
Nah, ain't
come
nothing.
On, dude.
I'm looking at adult porn, not child pornography. Shout out TubeGalore.com. Listen, dude. And plus, now
nah, wouldn't shower short.
Nah, but look though, when they kicked this door and seized his computers, they had violent child pornography. That's what it was. That's what it was listed as. What type of shit? What is that, dude? The fuck is wrong with you, Skullduggery?
Man, that's
he tripping.
That's
yeah, I'm hot of him. Violent? The fuck?
Man, that's
wrong. Where do you even get that from, dude? Like, what kind of shit?
What do you look up on? Like, listen, I have a hard time coming up with good shit in my search categories.
I don't.
I do.
The hell is you talking about?
Listen, like, I keep coming up with the same shit. So I don't want nothing that extreme or anywhere near that, but I do need some new good categories. Y'all shoot them to me, man.
Who next, man?
Next we got
Stamp Skullduggery.
God, Skullduggery. That's rough, dude.
That's fucked up.
Next we got the Tupac sound like Magic, Sky's the Limit.
Magic, no, he didn't sound like Tupac. Your boy Crazy sounded like Tupac.
That wasn't Mr. Magic?
Nah, Mr. Magic didn't sound like Tupac. They call me Mr. Magic.
I don't even remember him then. He was awful.
He was on True Record. He had that Ninth Ward, but that was on the follow-up album. That wasn't on this one. That Ninth Ward. Shout out Mr. Magic, though.
He sucked.
But
anything relevant happened to him?
Yeah, he died in a car wreck in 2013.
God.
Well, you ain't. First of all, you're not shit.
Why? Because
you just shitted on him, dude.
Deservingly so, dude. I don't know. He's the only. I'm looking at this list. He's the only person that I do not remember.
Bro, you remember. He was C. Murder artist, quote unquote. He was.
Exactly. That's what I don't remember.
Yeah,
he wasn't even on No Limit. I ain't
he
even
was, but yeah, he was. He died in a car wreck in 2013. Him and his wife died, and his daughter survived it, though.
Damn, hot.
She was young. She was like a toddler, bro.
That's rough right there, man.
Damn, it's fucked up. These No Limit outcomes ain't looking too good right now.
He might be cursed out here in these streets,
dog. We ain't had no positive,
man.
Follow-up, yeah. What's Jesus next, man? Christ. We got to find something good out of here.
All right, next we got Mean Green.
Mean Green was slept on, though.
That was a good album, but he was a DJ, right?
Yeah, he was.
Anything
was
crazy happen to him?
Nah, not that I know of.
He's still popping, right?
I believe
Shout
so.
Shout out Mean Green if he's still popping.
Right.
Their prime suspects, guilty proven innocent. They had one banger on there.
Most of these people had one banger in.
They one banger was better than everybody else's.
That's not true.
What was it called? My Old Lady?
That was like that song with Fiend.
Yeah, it was banging.
That's old banger right there.
Told you.
I don't know where they at. They left No Limit shortly after and haven't been heard. I think they released two independent albums and then it was a wrap.
I guess what is it?
Hey, but you know what though? One of those dudes was with C Murder in the club when he supposedly killed dude. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, during the shooting, there was some shooting going on. The dude that was with C Murder grabbed this prime suspect dude and used him as a shield.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know which dude, but it's one of them.
Glock, New Nine, and Uzi were their names.
Yeah. That'll make you a prime suspect.
Tough. That makes you
that makes you guilty till proven innocent, dude.
Next, we have Gambino family.
I fucked with Gambino family.
You're the only nigga in the world that did.
I fucked with that Gambino they ripped family. Something. But they ripped Bourbon's and Lex. Dude from Gambino family ripped that Bourbon's and Lex. That was that one. The main life is all I do. They was all right, though.
That's the best thing he ever going to do in his life, dude.
Oh, yeah. It ain't
that verse. Yeah. I wonder how that feels, dude, to know that verse is the best thing you ever going to do in your life.
That's a good question, man.
It's crazy.
I'm sure we can go to Walmart where he works and we can ask him.
Oh, man.
My fault. I shitted on him. I fuck with that CD, though. I bought that CD for you, bro.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know where they at, though. They're not rapping no more.
Can't be. Mia X Mama Drama.
That was banging.
Was that banging?
She had another Soulja song on there, too. She's the only person to have two Soulja songs.
Really?
Yes.
That's deep right there.
Somebody want they ass whipped. They ass whipped. That was hard.
And Second True had one on there, didn't he?
Second True.
The Second True.
With the three skulls? The True to the Game?
No, not. Well, the Third True.
Nah.
What was that song they had on there was a hype song?
We'll get
to it. Because you know what I'm talking about. Ghetto Commission, Wise Guys.
Slept On.
Nah, we don't do that.
They was. That's me and Bird. That's Bird favorite No Limit CD.
I'm disappointed in both of y'all.
No news on them, though.
I respect Birdman opinion so much, man. I'm so disappointed that that's your favorite CD, bro. Call me, man. Call me, Birdman. We gotta talk, man.
Oh, Mia X. She retired from rap on Twitter. She said she was retired. She got a cookbook about to drop.
She cook. Alright, Steady Mobbing. Black Mob. Oh, my God.
Steady Mobbing some slaw.
Ladies and gentlemen. Next, what's 21st next? Album that was dropped in 1998 by No Limit.
Which was?
Full-Blooded Memorial Day.
That was banging.
Easily.
That was banging.
The worst album ever purchased by anybody that you know if you listen to this podcast because you know Animal Brown.
Banging.
He might be the only person besides family members of Full-Blooded that bought that album. That shit was garbage. I'll never forget you trying to make me listen to
banging.
It and say that it was a banging song on it. That shit was god awful, dude.
Bruh, I bullshit
Where
you
is
not.
He at now?
He's still making. Well, no.
No way he's still making bagging groceries at Food Line, dude.
He don't make music. He stopped in like 05, 06, but I'll never forget.
He'll make your ears bleed.
Hold on. The mom and pop store I used to go to used to drop the albums on Friday instead of Tuesday.
Right.
I walked up to the store.
You got to shout their name out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Soundstream, North Nashville.
Yeah. Right there on Crossville Highway. Stand up. Shout out Soundstream.
They're not there no more. That fucked me up.
Yeah. They ghetto vets in the Ville.
They are. I went there to get that Full-Blooded, and it was. I bought the last one.
Oh, my God.
The Friday before it dropped, I bought the last one. No lie.
He had two. It was a nigga in Nashville that knew Full-Blooded personally. I swear. Ain't no way that Full-Blooded soul. Like, look, not during this time. Like, not right after Ghetto Commission and Mia X Mama Drama, Gambino
Tough.
Family Prime Suspects.
Yes.
That Full-Blooded?
It was like, sold out,
bro. Like, niggas is like, oh, P, what you doing, bro?
It was sold out, man.
Mystical saved them at the end of the year, though. They Ghetto Fabulous. I remember I bought
that.
That
was banging.
That was banging.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good CD. And a real quick rewind, Young Bleed, he signed with Tech N9ne in 2011 and was dropped in 2012.
I don't believe it.
Tough. Young Bleed. Everybody say that Young Bleed.
First Young Bleed was banging.
Tough. But if you ask people what's the most underrated No Limit album, you'll hear that Young Bleed a lot.
I can hear that.
Was nice.
Underrated.
Though.
Yeah, he could rap his ass off. He could rap his ass off.
But if I'm going to go underrated real quick.
Who you got?
It's between that Mean Green and.
Nah, no compilation. Don't do that.
Okay, no compilation. That second Mac, that World War III Mac.
Is that underrated, though?
Yeah, because that's...
That shit damn near classic,
because Beast by the Pound had left. So once they left, niggas thought it was a... But niggas thought it was a rap, and when that Mac first came out, nobody liked it because they didn't like the beats. But when you listen to what he's saying, it's ridiculous.
You know what I'm going to go with?
What's
that? That Fiend Street Life.
Once again, that was after Beast by the Pound had left.
Hey, Fiend
niggas slept on that shit.
At Night in Paris. Niggas weren't expecting shit like that from
you. Fans. Never really seen the bullet coming.
Man,
no type of
listen
runner.
To
I wish
me.
I really
told you. And it ain't on Spotify. It ain't nowhere. I can't find this street life nowhere.
Got
y'all
it.
Can find this street life. Let me know. I know my nigga at Washed God got it somewhere. If you can send me that file, get it to me, Kyle.
Hey, hold on real quick. When Beast by the Pound left, a lot of people say that was the beginning of the end.
When they leave?
99? Because it was right when them albums right there. Because Beast by the Pound didn't do them, that Fiend and Mac.
Yeah, because 99.
Yeah, they left in 99.
No Limit had Made Man. I bought that.
How many albums they dropped in 99?
15.
Okay.
I bought that Made Man.
I bought all them.
SC Murder Bossalina was awful.
Oh, my, hold on real quick.
He had one of the best songs ever on there, but it was awful.
Bro, I'll never forget in life. In high, that came out in 99.
Mm-hmm.
I was a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
The seniors used to be able to drive out on lunch and go do shit. Every week, a No Limit album dropped. They would go and get that new No Limit album. And my nigga, shout out DC. I said, bro, you got to bring me back that Bossalina. It was like, cool. I threw him the dub. He came back with that Bossalina. I'll never forget the look on this nigga face when he walked in. They walked
so
in
awful.
Like that shit was the slowest shit ever. I said,
so
bro,
awful.
How was, I said, bro, how it sound, bro. He said, man, shit slow, bro.
Yep.
Nigga, my heart felt to see Murder was my favorite note. I couldn't believe
awful,
it.
Dude. He but, had one good song on it.
Nah, it's more than that.
It's like number 26 or something.
Yeah, it was all the way toward the end.
Who
but
you
I
say went to go get it, DC? You want
DC?
Carlos Miller?
Uh-uh.
Shout
DC.
Out Carlos Miller, man. He's the best driver in Hillsborough history.
Most
and they could have been in NASCAR, dude.
I was sick, though, man. Look, because that was my favorite. No, C. Martin, my favorite
that was
artist,
worst,
bro.
That was one of their worst albums. They had that Foolish soundtrack. You know how I bought that?
I did. That shit was trash, though.
It was one good song on there, though. A slow song. You remember the slow
yeah,
song?
Yeah, it was a slow
was
song
banging.
With a gal on it. That was
banging.
And that movie was horrible.
I didn't even check that out.
Eddie Griffin? Oh, my
so
God.
So you knew it was almost over because they brought out Little Soldiers.
I bought that, too.
You ain't bought that Little Soldiers.
Tough.
You got a problem. You should have went to rehab. You bought the Little Soldiers. You should have went to. I don't even remember this various artist who you with.
Yeah, that was the basketball compilation.
Yeah, you bought that?
Yeah, well, he was
yeah.
on the front with the
yeah,
Hornets jersey.
Yeah, you
should have
went to rehab.
Yeah, I really should have.
In 1999, we can just wrap this part of it up.
Yeah.
They only bought out. Made Man was a good album.
It was.
Desi Murder? I was so disappointed because he was one of my favorites.
Tough. Everybody was disappointed.
That nigga started spelling on every song. Like, y'all think Boosie bad?
That was Servon.
I mean, damn, I ain't mean Servon. That Mr. Sir, I mean, I ain't mean see Murder. That Mr. Servon, the next level, the one
yeah.
that came after that Silk the Shocker, the Made Man?
Yeah.
Dog, you niggas that don't like Boosie for that shit, this is the worst shit you've ever heard. That nigga will spell out a whole song.
That city did numbers, too.
Like, I came here to rap. I-C-A-M-E-R-A-P. Like, what, nigga? That shit was awful.
That shit did numbers too, cause he had a single with Big Pun.
Yeah, Big Pun ripped that too. That was a big
he
song
did.
On that CD.
When that Moby Dick dropped?
Pause. It dropped. It was the fifth album that dropped, 1999.
How about that?
You asked about that Moby Dick album. Pause.
Only reason
you remember
is
that No Limit Top Dog came out that year too.
That Snoop.
Yeah.
But Moby Dick, what's Moby Dick up to, you ask?
I don't. D. DeVore.
He dropped an instrumental album called Moby Dick Instrumentals.
Man, I wonder did he trademark that name?
That was in 2010.
He
dog.
Dropped a what?
An instrumental album called Moby Dick Instrumentals.
Man, if I was Moby Dick's manager, he ought to license that name and sell it to a porn star. Imagine a porn star named Moby Dick, dude. You shaking
hey, dude.
It, nigga.
And then he dropped the greatest hits album in 2014.
Fuck that. You ain't giving enough relevance to this Moby Dick porn star name.
He did some porn
That's
shit,
the
too,
best
though.
Male porn star name it could possibly be.
It is.
I'm Moby Dick.
Hey, Moby Dick was underrated, too, though.
He can sing.
But think of the hooks he did, though.
He like Nate Dogg. He like a down south Nate Dogg. I give
damn,
him.
That was cold.
Tough.
I always feel like.
Oh, man, he shook it.
Bourbons and Lax, Ice Cream Man. Like, dude was responsible for Gangstified?
Tough.
Come on. Down South, no, Nate Dogg was so cold.
Tough. Damn, let's wrap up at 99, though. They had that True Crime family. They was reaching with that.
They was, but it was solid.
That Mercedes Rear End came out.
Bought it.
Mm. That Fiend Street Life, best album that came out that year off a shit.
Nah, World War III.
Street Life better than that.
What?
It's less songs.
True.
He got 13 songs, all of them banging. On that Street Life.
That's
I promise
the shit.
You.
Nah, that's the shit.
That Little Italy.
That's the worst. I was about to ask you what's the slowest album. The Little Italy is the worst No Limit album ever. And I bought it.
Yeah, that might be it.
Bought it early, too.
Master P, that Only God Can Judge Me, was a sleeper. You know, he didn't promote that or nothing, though.
No, because that was supposed to be, no, yeah, he did. This was supposed to be his last album.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no, this was supposed to be.
This was after Last Dawn. He didn't promote this.
Yeah,
Last Dawn dropped this.
Yeah, he did.
He just dropped this because I remember we went to high school. I was singing in high school when a nigga pulled up. A mix nigga pulled up banging in it. Then I was like, man, what the fuck? Wait, where you get that shit from?
Yeah.
And he told him, I was like, damn, I ain't no P had a new album. And I went and got it. And then it solid. Just went all downhill, man. You got,
yeah,
you got
lost,
shit like 504 Goodfellas. You got Ghetto
Whack.
Postage.
Oh, my God.
The one of the worst ever at Game Face.
All that shit was whack. And I'm going to look, real quick, the reason it fell off is no, without question, it was because Beast by the Parallel.
Tough.
And I never in life forget it was me, the homie J Hove, 99. We went to this conference, man. It was an Impact conference at the Opryland Hotel, hosted by LL Cool J and Kamora Lee Simmons. A bunch of rap niggas in there. We snuck in. They wouldn't let us in. We snuck in, met Big Gilt, met Hits from the Street. That's when he played me. Met 3-6 Mafia. And KLC was there from Beast by the Pound. And shout out to Hove because he pointed him out. He said, damn, it's KLC.
I don't believe y'all knew who he was.
Dude, I said, how the fuck do you know what KLC looked like? This was before Google and shit. Like, I was like, damn, how the fuck you know what KLC looked like, dude?
Bat sign in the backyard.
Dude, so, but hey, it was KL. I said, hey, shit, what up, KL? I like, man, what's up, man? What you finna do with P next? Man, I'll never forget this nigga looked me in my face and said, man, we ain't fucking with P no more.
Was he dead serious, though?
He was dead. We was like, what? He said, man, we shot that Fuck the Mother Niggas video. That's the last thing. I'm done. I'm out, bro. Me and Jay LaJay's done like, you ain't fucking with P no more.
That was before the big breakups.
Nigga,
and shit.
What? And 2 months later, that Fuck the Mother Niggas video came out on BET. And 2 months after that, Beast by the Power has left no limit. And I couldn't believe that shit. I wanted to cry that night. I had just bought 49 albums. I had just bought 49 albums straight, and I wanted to cry when that nigga said we was leaving No Limit. I could not believe that shit.
You need to write P a letter and let him know you bought that many No Limit album.
I really do, man. God damn, that's a lot, man. Who matching that? Is anybody out there matching that? Keep it 100 with me.
Somebody need to write you and tell you that, because that's slick and amazing.
49 in a row, and I stole the 50th one, and I bought the next six.
Mm. Which one you steal?
The Lil Romeo.
I wouldn't have told nobody. I promise you I would have said I don't remember.
I wasn't going to pay for that shit, but I wanted to hear it, though.
There's no way you wanted to hear
it. Because it was No Limit.
Oh, man.
Bro, I was a zombie, bro.
Clearly. You stole that. You risked jail time for that Romeo, yeah.
Working at Walgreens, dude.
That's funny as fuck. I don't believe they had that little Romeo at Walgreens.
So that's the only reason I took it. All right,
so Complex got a list of the top 25 No Limit songs.
Oh, songs? Yep. That's what's up.
We're going to highlight some of them.
Go for it.
All right. Number 25 is Swamp Niggas.
Damn, that was banging.
And I can't believe it's number 25.
Jesus, that's banging.
It's crazy.
What else? What they got? Give me 15.
Number 23 was Gangsta Fight.
That should have been higher.
I think so, too.
That should have been higher, man.
Number 20 was Wobble Wobble.
That shouldn't have been on the list at all. Yeah, damn, it shouldn't have been on the list.
Number 19 was A Kick Though.
Oh my God, that's one of my favorite songs in life. Pimp C bodied it.
It seemed like that's too low though.
What? Wait a minute.
Too high up on the list.
Okay.
Number 18 was Bourbons and Lex.
Yeah, that's a classic though. That's a classic. I'm hot at you.
Okay.
Give me number
16 was Murder, Murder, Kill, Kill.
Then it went deep on this. I'm fucking with Complex on this.
14 was Break 'Em Off Something.
Okay.
12 was classic. 12 Jesus. 12 was Hootie Hoo.
Nah, that's too high, man.
Hootie Hoo was banging. That was the only reason that True 2 popped.
Yeah, but Break 'Em Off Something is better than Break 'Em Off Something, bro. Like, come on.
Hootie Hoo.
Remember, they stole that from Outkast.
What was we at? Number 11 was How You Do That, though, which should have been a lot higher.
Yeah, I agree. These top 10 better be cracked.
Man, number 10.
Go.
Soulja Slim, From What I Was Told.
Banging.
Number 9, the Mia X Soulja Song.
Oh, they put that on there? Tough. Man, that was deep. I'm fucking with Complex right now.
Number 7, they bullshitted a song. It was the Snoop Dogg, Laylo. You better.
That song was banging, though.
Number 7 on No Limit, though?
No, it shouldn't have been number 7 on No Limit, but right. That was a banging song, though.
Okay, number 6, Master P, Pimp C, Silk, I Miss My Homies. I can fuck with that right there. Cool. Top five, drum roll please. Number five, obviously, Ice Cream Man.
Of course.
Number four, C Murder featuring Mac. Excuse me. Number four featuring C Murder, Magic, and Snoop. Down for my niggas. I thought that was gonna be number one. I ain't gonna lie.
Snoop had the best verse on there.
He did.
Ripped it.
And it was real calm and shit.
Right.
Whoa, I forgot about this. It's a sleeper.
What's that?
Number three, It Ain't My Fault.
Mm.
That was big too. It ain't my fault. Was that one?
It was. I ain't gonna
lie. Oh shit. Number two. You already know what it is, didn't you? Body.
How is that not number one, bro?
Yeah, I have no idea. Drum roll, please.
I need to know what the number one song is.
You know and I know just because of commercial success.
Ah, make them say,
yes.
That's crazy.
That was a good list, though.
Nah, I give them props. That was a good list.
We got the 25 albums. Just going to go through them real quick, too.
Not all 25, though. No. Goddamn.
25 okay. Was 5 or 4 Goodfellas.
What?
The one that came in 2000. I have no idea how that happened.
Gambino family better than that.
Mr. Magic, Sky's the Limit was 24. They got that Big Ed the Assassin on there. It was 23.
Give me to the 15. Right, we can't go. They got too many albums.
Hold
dude.
On. I got the hookup. I just want to let you know what made it. I got
okay.
Cain and Abel. I Am My Brother's Keeper. That made it. They got some good ones. Life Insurance made it.
That's real.
Down South Hustlers made it.
It shouldn't have.
What?
Had two good songs on it. Was three good songs.
It was iconic, though.
It was, but only had three good songs.
And Unladylike made it. No Limit Top Dog. Shouldn't have been on there. No. And Fiend Street Life 16, like I said.
It ain't going to be higher than that. One in every
family.
They
got the Mystical Ghetto Fabulous on there.
Banging.
Yeah. Silk the Shocker. That first Silk.
Hey, interesting story. His name was just Silk at first, as you can see on that album cover. And of course, the R&B group was like, come on, bro.
Yeah,
so then
it.
They just like connected the Shocker at the end tough. Of it.
Give it to him raw.
Pause.
Man, I'm talking about the damn CD.
Okay.
Soulja Slim.
Banging.
I reject that pause. Master P, Ice Cream Man.
What number?
12.
That? Okay.
Fiend, There's One in Every Family is number 11. That should have been higher.
Classic.
All right, here we go with top 10. Drum roll, please.
Let's go.
The first true album from 1995, T.R.U.E.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
That's disrespectful.
Whoa, it really is. Number 9, Master P, The Last Dawn.
Banging.
Number 8, C. Murder, Life or Death.
Banging. That's my favorite cover.
I like that.
That's my favorite No Limit cover is that C. Murder, Life or Death.
Number 7, Silk, Charge It to the Game.
Banging.
Love it.
Silk made good albums, surprisingly.
Whoa.
He did. That now, Shocker was banging and that Made Man was banging too.
We at number 6.
Okay.
I want you to give me your number 1 and I'm gonna give you my number 1 because my number 1 is 6 right here and I'm hot about that.
You're heated.
What's your number 1? They done named everything. What's your number 1?
I'm by the soundtrack.
I'm by the soundtrack?
Yeah, that's the number.
My number 1 is Max Shell Shock. It's number 6 on this list.
Yeah, cuz it's a couple better than that though.
Yeah.
It's like 3 better than that. Not many.
To your credit, number 5, Young Bleed, My Balls and My Word. I'm surprised it's that high.
It shouldn't be.
I'm surprised.
I'm fucking with the list though, because they naming some
tough.
Real shit.
I'm about it. Soundtrack is number 4.
That shit is so fucking banging. That's the best soundtrack ever. I'm saying
I give you that. Mystical Unpredictable is number 3.
That's banging, but it's a couple better than that.
Ghetto D is number 2.
I can respect
commercial
that.
Commercial success.
You have to respect that.
Tough. Number 1, No Limit album all time, according to Complex. You probably
it
gonna
better be
shit
that.
On yourself.
It better be that double disc.
True to the Game, True, 1997.
I just shit it on myself. That's my favorite. I have to give the best to I'm About It because I think it got more good songs. But that my favorite that put me on life is that True to the Game double disc.
That was a good list. Shout out to Complex, man.
Because Complex,
we ain't going to Wale y'all for that.
Yeah, they be hit or miss. But that was a good list.
I fucks with y'all for that.
All right, let's get to a music, bro. You got it with this long-ass episode, man.
We running this. No Limit. That's how that shit go down, man.
This is true, man.
P, I know you hearing this shit, man. You ain't doing too much else, man. Fuck with us, man. We'll catch y'all in these streets in this A. Get a cooler interview, man. Or we'll come to New Orleans, whatever it take us. Holler.
That would be dope, though. All right, look. So a new album dropped today, man. New Slim Thug is out. Houston, Texas representative, man. He got that Hog Life album. He got a banger on there. It's called The Top. We're going to check it out and see what you think. It's so lonely at the top. So lonely at the top. Everybody wants your paper and take your paper right out. It's so lonely at the top. So lonely at the top. Can't even trust your own family. They still in that stash spot. Hold up.
Same bitch in the bed to be the one to set me up.
Set me up.
Send them killers in the crib, let them come whip me up.
Whip me up.
Mad cause she found out about some bitch I fucked.
Bitch I fucked.
The game fucked up, man. I don't know who to trust. All road strap, judge in my lap. Gotta keep these hate niggas out.
Get
me
out.
If it's fuck me, nigga, fuck you. That's what these streets done taught me. I'm on my grind, don't call my line with what you hearing about me. I ain't worried about what broke niggas say. What the fuck them niggas about me? Cost me a lot of friends when I went and got my hands. Used to see smiles and grins till that jealousy set in. Ain't trying to see the pen, so I bought a two-door Benz. These niggas turning bitch, and them bitches crooked like me.
It's so lonely at the top, so lonely at the top. Used to be my best friend, but now he wanna see me shot. It's so lonely at the top.
It's so lonely at the top. That's what they say, man.
Slim Thugger switched the flow up on us.
About
you know
time.
What, man? I want to be a Slim Thug fan so bad. Like,
right.
I want to, like, bump his shit,
right.
Ride his albums, but, man, his flow so stagnant and, like, yeah. Change it up. I like it.
I fuck with that. I listen to the album. That's the best song on there. I mean, it's cool. Like, you know how, you know Slim Thug. He give you good beats, solid production, cool lyrics, but mediocre replay value. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It just... But that I thought that song was hard though.
Pretty much what you been listening to.
And it is Lonely at the Top. I've been on my No Limit shit, man, gearing up for this episode.
Shout out to Criminal Records down in Little Five Points in Atlanta. I went down there this weekend, try to find me some vinyls.
For sure.
Couldn't find no good old school shit, man. But I did pick up that Blueprint for $10 and that Equimini for $9.
Ah, that's what's up, man.
Needed that.
Yeah, Equimini that shit. Yeah, obviously that Blueprint that shit.
Right. Best CDs ever for $19. I can't beat that.
Real quick, quote of the week, man. We can't leave you out with no quote of the week. Charlamagne was on DJ Vlad, and DJ Vlad asked Charlamagne about what he thought about Azealia Banks calling him a coon and a house nigga and other racial slurs. Check it out.
First of all, a lot of these young kids be using insults that they don't even really know the fucking meaning behind the insult. Like, you call Charlamagne a coon. You know what a coon is? A coon is somebody who reinforces the negative stereotypes of black people. So technically, 90% of hip-hop are a bunch of coons because they pretend to be drug dealers. They pretend to be gangsters. You know who a coon is? Riff Raff is a coon. Now, that's the white rapper y'all need to be afraid of, because when y'all talk about cultural appropriation, if they let Riff Raff blow up in 2015, y'all better wow the fuck out. The way y'all treating Iggy, y'all better wow out if they let Riff Raff blow up, because that's a coon. That's cultural appropriation 360%. Look, Riff Raff, that's what we look like. The way he dresses, in his mind, that's what we look like. That's cultural appropriation.
Okay, so my question to you is, actually two questions. Is he right in his assumption that 90% of rappers are coons, and is Riff Raff considered a coon in your eyes?
Riff Raff is definitely a coon.
For reasons that he said?
For all the reasons that he said, because like you said, that's his perception of how black people act to be famous. It makes all the sense in the world. Riff Raff, I would consider a coon. I wouldn't consider all rappers coons, because I believe that there are authentic rappers. Like, I believe there are people that are accurately telling their story, and it may come off as a little much for a lot of people, where they can say, I don't believe that.
Right.
But some people, like, genuinely come from it. And an example I would give, which is surprising, maybe surprising to a lot of people, was what's some nigga's name? I ain't got no type. Ray Shmurda, whatever the hell they name is. They won't highly questionable. It's a show on ESPN, and like, they were getting interviewed by the ESPN heads. You can tell they clearly young dudes. They weren't really taking it too serious, but it wasn't coonish, because it wasn't them acting like, oh, we just up here to make ourselves look dumb. It was just them being young and having fun and showing the guys that were interviewing them that, hey, like, this how we live our life right now. Like, we know it ain't gonna last forever. We just enjoying it.
Right,
ain't
right.
Nothing wrong with enjoying it. And I think Charlamagne go a little too far sometimes with the enjoyment part of it. Like, you gotta let, you in the public eye, you rappers like Rihanna, a big case of it. Like, people ride her heavy.
Right.
But like, man, look, that's a 25, 26 year old woman, man. She doing her thing. She got money. She, like, they judge people too harshly in some cases. But a Riff Raff, a Lil B, people like, like they taking advantage of it. They coons. But like it's other people, man. They just living like Lil B's a coon.
So hold on, time out. So Plies ain't?
No.
What? He not doing what?
Coon. Why? What make him a coon though?
He's not doing because he's an educated.
That's your perception of him, though.
He's not. Okay. He's an educated dude, but on the cover of his shit,
2 Chainz educated.
But he's not doing what like Plies' Instagram video. That's not how he talks,
right?
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so
he's dumbing himself down.
So you saying Plies is a character
to promote a stereotype? That's how it comes off.
Okay,
that nigga was on BET for the first time. I couldn't believe he was talking. It was as if somebody was he was lip syncing, and there was a fucking Harvard professor in the background talking for him. Dude,
I guess my argument would be though. I think that Plies knows how to articulate himself well, but the Instagram videos, I don't think that's not him.
Shit.
I think that he really that shit. That
he thinks it is now.
That's him.
He thinks it is now.
I mean, money make you who you are.
He bullshitting, bro. He don't talk like that. He doesn't say bike. He doesn't say that, bro. That's not how he talks, man. I've heard him talk for real, dude.
We can split the I get what you like. I totally get what you're saying. Like I ain't denying it, but on the total, somebody like Riff Raff a little bit, I feel like it's just mockery. Like you just mocking this, like really, dude. Like come on, dog. Like
I don't think
Plies take it that far. I think Plies feels like that he talking or has to talk a certain type of way in order to resonate with a certain type of people that he wants to understand him.
This the thing. This and the issue with that.
Riff Raff don't have a certain type of people that need or he wants to understand him. He just doing this shit for the show of it.
No, I disagree.
You don't think
with
he
that.
Do it for the show?
Now you sat here when we watched Spring Breakers, right? And your boy was on it. The first thing you said was he killed that role because I know motherfuckers just like him.
Not Riff Raff. Riff Raff ain't just like him.
But
though.
That's
Riff Raff don't believe this shit, bro. Stomping in my J's, like he is clearly
in my job.
Like Riff Raff is clearly making a mockery of this. But like what I say with James Franco, when I say they played their role in Spring Breakers,
right?
Lil White,
right?
Jelly Roll,
right?
Haystack,
right?
What's the dude? Bubba Sparks,
right?
Like, that's what I meant by that. They ain't over the top like he was, but they still on some country white boy. Like, I ain't trying to change. What's your boy name that you like? Yellow Wolf.
Man, he ain't.
None of them people ain't Riff Raff. You know what I'm saying? They genuine with what they do. I don't think they cooning. I think Riff Raff just cooning. He looking at it like, shit, whatever gonna make a nigga think I'm doing something to disrespect him or make him laugh, I'm gonna do it to get his attention.
This is the last thing I'm gonna say about this.
Okay.
I've seen, because remember, Riff Raff was on TV before he was rapping. He was on that MTV Distinguished MTV Gentleman shit, G's to Gents or whatever the fuck it was called.
Right.
He was the same way. I've seen Riff Raff's high school photo before.
He was still like it.
He was the exact same way. I've seen it. He had on a Boston Celtics jersey with the braids, dude.
But
this was way before everything else. Let's find Plies' high school photo, bro. Let's see if he got the Dickies sagging to his ass at 40 with the fucking gold teeth. And let's see if he got the ski mask on in the fucking high school picture,
but
bro.
The thing,
that's all I'm saying, dude.
The difference is, Plies has a contextual point of reference. Riff Raff is doing it and reenacting it because he's seen it. Like what you said with Plies, it's not coonery to me because the point of reference that he's using is his brother, and he always has said that.
We don't know what the point of no.
He said that. But, he says that.
But we don't know what the point of reference that Riff Raff is using.
Yeah, you do.
You think he hung around in the fucking suburbs, dude?
No, I think he seen shit like that and thought it was cool. And like, I want to be like the black dudes because I get more attention this way if I get braids and if I got gold teeth and if I wear these big stupid ass jerseys. On the other hand, what Plies is like, okay, my brother locked up. I may not necessarily be who he is, but it's a whole lot of people that I want to get this message that would have taken it better from him. So I'll bite this bullet and let you call me fake and act this role out. But the benefits of it or what I'm trying to prove of it ain't coonery, I don't think. That's just my opinion of it.
I don't know, man.
And we can agree to disagree on that
one. Yeah, cause I don't know. That nigga, I see something different when I see that nigga. I ain't even gonna lie.
I just think he feel like he gotta talk to a certain type of people a certain way, and it's true. When Riff Raff ain't talking to no goddamn body, he just doing it.
He talking to niggas tiptoeing in their jowlers. You know what I'm talking about? That's me.
But look,
nigga,
though, man, this is the On Deck TV podcast. Great episode this week, man. We went long because No Limit is our shit. It raised us. We grew up on this, man. Shout out to P. We ever get the opportunity, we love to have you here, bro.
Most definitely. Real quick, Big Sean has a release date. Dark Sky Paradise, his new album, comes out February 24th.
I'm waiting on that.
Why can't anybody else on Good Music get a release date?
He got a good manager.
When is Sci High coming?
When
is that King Push coming?
Golly, Big Sean making moves. But look, I'm waiting on that.
For sure.
This the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter. Go to the On Deck TV network. Check us out, man. Check out all the profiles. We got J-Hove up there now. We got Lock Up L, me, my man, Animal Hove.
Yep.
We waiting on the ladies room to write their bios. So whenever they can get that to us, Rizzo, we'll take it. We'll get it added on anytime today. Go shout at Rizzo there.
What you got on deck for this weekend?
I'm resting, man. Yeah. Super Bowl weekend.
I'm chilling out. I'm trying to
Super
get
Bowl
sick on the low.
I'm just gonna chill, stay out the cold.
On the low, I feel like I'm trying to get sick, so I'm gonna be low key this weekend.
You've been sick your whole life, man.
I'm ill out here in these streets.
Chill. Spike Lou, seek power, information, and knowledge everywhere.
I holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.